This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. All grizzly bears in the lower 48 United States will be federally managed as a single population under a proposed U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service rule released last Wednesday. That DPS, or Distinct Population Segment, would retain the grizzly's threatened status under the Endangered Species Act and reject petitions from the states of Montana, Idaho, and Wyoming to delist the bears. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service said it found the state's petitions not warranted for the two largest concentrations of grizzlies surrounding Yellowstone National Park and Montana's Northern Continental Divide ecosystem. U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Director Martha Williams said, "This reclassification will facilitate recovery of grizzly bears and provide a stronger foundation for eventual delisting. And the proposed changes to our 4D rule will provide management agencies and landowners more tools and flexibility to deal with human-bear conflicts, an essential part of grizzly bear recovery." A 60-day public comment period will include public meetings in Missoula, Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, and Cody, Wyoming in the next few weeks. In September, Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Director Dustin Temple approved a 326-page plan for managing grizzlies in the state, including how the agency will handle conflicts between bears and people and a path to a future hunt for grizzly bears. The month before, FWP biologists translocated two grizzlies from the Northern Continental Divide ecosystem to the Greater Yellowstone ecosystem as a demonstration project to improve genetic diversity in the separate populations. The lack of connectivity between the Continental Divide and Yellowstone ecosystems and the lack of genetic strength has been a major concern for grizzly recovery experts. Shifting from six isolated recovery areas to a single region offers a better way to manage the species' geographical needs. Mike Bader, an independent bear researcher in Missoula with the Flathead Lolo Bitterroot Citizen Task Force, has pushed for grizzly and wolf protection. Bader said, "We need to have one unified Northern Rockies grizzly population and one unified grizzly recovery plan. It reflects the reality of the abundance of new science in the past 10 years." In 1975, grizzly bears in the lower 48 states were the eighth creature given protection under the new Endangered Species Act, which was passed in 1973. While grizzly bears in Alaska were prolific at the time, populations south of the Canadian border were estimated to be fewer than 600 bears. Historically, about 50,000 grizzly bears were believed to roam the western U.S. between the Mexican and Canadian borders. Nearly all of those bears were killed by the 1950s through conflicts with livestock ranchers and through habitat destruction. By the 1960s, the only remaining grizzly bear strongholds were in national parks and remote corners of Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, and Washington. After decades of protection from unauthorized killing, two core populations of grizzlies now total about 2,000 bears combined. The Greater Yellowstone ecosystem surrounding Yellowstone National Park and parts of Montana, Wyoming, and Idaho has about 1,000 grizzly bears. The Northern Continental Divide ecosystem, extending from Glacier National Park south through the Bob Marshall Wilderness Complex entirely in Montana, has another 1,000 bears. Four other recovery areas harbor much smaller numbers of grizzlies. The Cabinet Yak ecosystem in northwest Montana has just 65 bears. Idaho's Selkirk ecosystem has 100. Both recovery areas extend across the Canadian border into British Columbia. Two other recovery areas essentially have no grizzlies. The Bitterroot ecosystem on the Montana-Idaho border has reported several grizzlies passing through its boundaries, but no bears live or raise cubs there. And the North Cascades ecosystem in Washington and BC hasn't had a confirmed U.S. sighting of a grizzly since 1996. The North Cascades ecosystem is in the process of starting a grizzly transplant program of up to 25 bears. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.